Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Iceberg Recap, your home for Pittsburgh Penguins game recaps and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. The Pittsburgh Penguins clobber the New York Islanders by a final score of 7-0 on Long Island. Certainly the right way to start post-Christmas schedule here for the Pittsburgh Penguins following the holiday break. The top storyline in this one, how can you go away from Chris Letang? It's going to be hard to pick out three stars in this one because the Pittsburgh Penguins had so many solid performances. Not only that, so many important performances to the history of not just the game, but the history of some of these players on the Pittsburgh Penguins. But Chris Letang certainly leading the way for the Pittsburgh Penguins, recorded 5 assists in the second period, becoming the first defenseman in NHL history to accomplish that feat. And also, he wasn't done. So we'll talk about more about what Chris Letang was able to do in this game throughout this Iceberg recap, but he certainly was the top storyline of this game, a legacy night for a potential Hall of Fame player in Chris Letang, and certainly a Pittsburgh Penguins Hall of Famer and one of the best defensemen in the history of this great organization. So let's get to the goal recap because it is once again for, I think, the fourth or fifth time. It would be the fifth time this season. All yellow for the Pittsburgh Penguins on the goal recap. Gotta love to see it. Scoreless in the first period. Both teams looked like they were still a little sluggish following the Christmas break. Chris Letang said as much following the game, saying that first period back after a long break is going to be... Then he paused, and then he came back and said, ugly. So he was very honest with it because everybody watching could see the same exact thing. But fortunately for the Penguins, it was ugly on both sides. The Pens didn't look great. The Islanders didn't look great. Both teams combined for 10 shots on goal, or actually it was 9 shots on goal because they took one away from the New York Islanders, 5-4 in favor of the Pittsburgh Penguins through one period of play. But the Pittsburgh Penguins left that period 0-2 on the power play, not getting much going in the offensive zone, and you thought, okay, this seems like a game that the New York Islanders would like to have. Low event, keep it even keel until they're able to make an opportunity and take advantage of their opportunities, but the Pittsburgh Penguins made sure that that was not the case in the second period. Pens score 6 goals in the second period of play. It was honestly crazy to watch because we haven't seen this other than maybe twice over the last couple of seasons. It happened obviously in San Jose, but they were on a historic streak of allowing that many goals. Doing it to a division rival, not only that, a division rival that came into tonight's game, or yesterday's game, I should say, in second place in the Metropolitan Division, certainly a stunning event on Long Island last night. Started off with Rickard Rakell and a goal that Nashville Predators fans are not going to be happy to see go in for the Pittsburgh Penguins. The whistle had blown, but the Penguins ended up getting the goal nonetheless because the refs go back and look at it and say that, you know, Rickard Rakell, he got the puck before it was even iced. Never iced by the Islanders goaltender, and Rickard Rakell gets his second goal in as many games. Jake Guentzel and Marcus Pedersen pick up the assist on that one. We're going to speed it up here a little bit because there's a lot of goals to get through. Jake Guentzel then scores a couple of minutes later, his 15th of the season. Assists go to Letang and Pedersen. Guentzel scores again directly after that on a breakaway. This from Rakell and Chris Letang. Then Evgeny Malkin, after a really long shift in the offensive zone, able to put one away. His 12th goal of the season. Assists go to Riley Smith and once again Chris Letang. Evgeny Malkin scored directly after that again to make it 5-0, his 13th of the season, and he surpasses Sergei Fedorov for second amongst Russian-born NHLers in goals, 13th goal of the season. Letang once again an assist. Marcus Pettersson picks up another assist as well, his third of the game, and then to finish off that second period, redeems Ahorna on a 2-on-1, gets his fourth goal of the season, his first goal in about 20 games. Assist goes to Valtteri Puustinen, who carried the puck in on the 2-on-1, and Chris Letang gets the secondary for starting it all in the Penguins' offensive zone. So 6 goals in the second period. Penguins go up 6-0, and at that point, it was all over but the crying for the New York Islanders. Penguins tally another one in the third period to make it 7-0, and not an insignificant goal as well, because Valtteri Puustinen clap-bombs home his first career NHL goal, a beautiful goal scored from a very long pass. There was a lot of ice covered from Chris Letang's pass over to Valtteri Puustinen. He sent a absolute rocket past Semyon Varlamov, gets his first goal of his career, second point of the evening. Letang and Pettersson pick up the assists because, of course, they did. And the Pittsburgh Penguins carry a 7-0 victory out of Long Island. Huge win for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Certainly one that the Pens are going to feel really good about, but they need to forget about here over the next couple days as they prepare for a back-to-back to finish off the 2023 calendar schedule, but we'll get to that in just a second. 3 stars of the game in this one. Like I said, it's hard. Valtteri Puustinen scored his first career goal, had 2 assists, and is continuing to be a very bright spot in this month for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Tristan Jarry, in a 7-0 game, you wouldn't think about the goaltender, but Tristan Jarry stood on his head on certain occasions to allow the Pittsburgh Penguins to continue to have a stranglehold on this game on Long Island. So Tristan Jarry had another terrific performance, now once again leading the NHL in shutouts with his 4th of the season. And like we always mention, really it's 4.6 because he played 2 periods in Anaheim and then Magnus Helberg came in and helped shut him out. So solid performances all around from the Pittsburgh Penguins, but the 3 stars of the game, let's give it a shot here. 3rd star I'm going to give to Marcus Pettersson. We've all alluded to his defensive performance and how good he has been on that side of the puck for the Pittsburgh Penguins. But on this night, he gets in on the offensive score sheet, more so than he has in the rest of his career. Sets a new career high with 4 assists. Certainly helps when you're playing with a guy like Chris Letang, who is setting people up left and right, but he gets 4 assists on the night, does Marcus Pettersson. He scored 3 points in 2 games prior in his career, but he's never scored 4, so there it is, career high for him. Continues to be an unsung hero for this Pittsburgh Penguins team. If they're able to claw back and get into playoff contention, a large part of it is going to be because of Marcus Pettersson. 2nd star of the game, I already mentioned it in this episode, Evgeny Malkin passes Sergei Fedorov for 2nd all-time in goals among Russian-born NHL players. He does so in a 2-goal performance tonight, getting up to 484 career goals, 16 shy of that magical number 500. Not that he needs anything to solidify his place in the Hockey Hall of Fame, but 500 is usually a pretty good indicator of a player's eligibility and possibility of making the Hockey Hall of Fame up in Toronto. But Evgeny Malkin, another solid performance. He's starting to heat up as well, which is great for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the 1st star of this game has to go to Chris Letang. Whenever you set an NHL record, whenever you do something that has not been done by any defenseman in the history of the National Hockey League over 100 years, you're going to be the number 1 star of the game. I mean, it's just impossible to go any other direction. But also sets a career high for points in a game with 6. He gets 6 assists in this one. The last time he had gotten 5 points, it was only 1 other time. That was back in 2015 against the Winnipeg Jets. He had 5 assists in that game. But not only that, he clinches his 15th season with at least 20 assists. Chris Letang is the pillar of consistency right now for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He's been playing great defensively all season. Certainly something we're going to discuss on Tip of the Iceberg later today, but getting a 6-point performance is certainly going to get that point number up to where you expect it to be, and certainly up to where Chris Letang wants it to be, as he gets now 23 points in 33 games this season. Back on track to have a beautiful, beautiful season when it comes to the point scoring as well as the defensive output, not to mention the fact that the Pittsburgh Penguins penalty kill is back in the top 10 in the National Hockey League after a quick dip earlier this month. Final thoughts on this one, and we'll talk about this on Tip of the Iceberg as well a little bit more. We'll go a little deeper into this one, but Kyle Dubas held his surprise presser. It was a surprise to most of us on December 11th. Since then, the Pittsburgh Penguins are 5-1-1. seems like they've responded pretty well. I don't know if that's the coaches responding. I don't know if that's the players responding, but a lot of facets for the Pittsburgh Penguins have been going in the right direction since Kyle Dubas spoke to the media on the 11th, and maybe he lit a fire under the Pittsburgh Penguins. If so, they've certainly responded in the right way. 5-1-1, and they're climbing their way back up the standings, passing two teams last night alone in the standings in the Eastern Conference. Up next for the Pittsburgh Penguins, I mentioned they have a back-to-back to finish their 2023 calendar schedule. They obviously have the St. Louis Blues on Saturday night, and then a rematch against these New York Islanders on New Year's Eve to close things out. But we'll have to wait and see what they're able to do. Obviously, I keep saying that the big test is, once you pass the new year, what does your goaltending look like? Because the Penguins goaltenders have been their biggest asset to this season, not named Sidney Crosby and Jake Guentzel. So that's going to be a storyline to watch. And you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do on Friday? We're going to give you the top storylines to watch in 2024 for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So keep an eye out for that. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Iceberg Recap as I run out of breath. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.